It's Wednesday and time to read from your comments. In our discussion about how schools deal with bad behavior, we asked you what kind of school discipline really works. Former teacher Richard Berger shared this story. "I taught 38 years in Ohio and saw many suspensions and expulsions," he wrote. "I never thought they did any good. A much better way to handle problem students is to have them work for the street department in the city they live. They could sweep gravel from the sides of roadways or clean up parking lots from 7 to 4 each day for a week or so for each offense. Repeat offenders would get 2 weeks on duty. Heck, they want to be disruptive, then give them something to do to show them how their life will be without an education." After our discussion about what happened when lightning struck mountaineers on Grand Teton last year, many of you described your experiences with lightning. Eric Pawasa from San Francisco: "I was climbing Mount Shasta in Northern California a few years back, and there was a thunderstorm brewing around the peak. As we were ascending the slopes, my fellow climbers and I started noticing the sensation on our heads as if there were bugs caught in our hair. Then the edges of our snowboards that we were carrying on our backs started making an intense electric buzzing sound. One person's long hair was all standing straight up. We hunkered down in the snow for a few minutes and were partly excited and partly terrified. We put on our snowboards and went all the way down until we got into the safety of the trees and were all laughing in a very terrified way. I think we just escaped being hit by lightning." We ended the week with a conversation about new jazz with musician Trombone Shorty, and Marilyn in Oakland sent this comment: "I had the pleasure of being at the Monterey Jazz Festival last year when Shorty and his band took the roof off. People were climbing the trees and hanging off the limbs to get a chance to see them. Standing ovation in the arena lasted forever. That was the best performance I have seen in 30 years of attending the festival." If you have a correction, comment, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN, or you can follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Arnie Seipel, and April Failing. April also handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern is Kirsten Garris, and this is her last week. She's done great work here. We wish her the best of luck with whatever comes next. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant and Tom Marquito. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, following Arianna Huffington's revitalization of the Black Voices page on HuffPost, we'll talk about ethnic media. Guest host Rebecca Roberts will be here tomorrow and all next week while I am out on vacation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan, not for very long in Washington.